Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On this day that we observe the Reformation, the Reformation proper is, of course, Tuesday, October 31st, I want to ask you a question. And the question is this: why are you Lutheran? Why do you hold to this doctrine? Why are you a member of this church and the Lutheran church at large? Now, if I were to answer that question, it would actually be similar to many of you. I was baptized into the faith. My parents brought me to church. They brought me to the font of holy baptism when I was less than a month old, and they raised me in that church. And then, as I went on in my studies, I grew deeper in that faith. Now, if that is the reason that you are a Lutheran, that is a good thing. Perhaps some of you became Lutheran later in life. Perhaps it was because you married a Lutheran. Perhaps it was because she said, "You also must be Lutheran for us to get married." And what a wonderful thing that is. But why do you hold to this faith? I pray that it's much deeper than the fact that you were raised that way or your arm was twisted that way because you wanted to get married. But I hope that your desire and the reason that you're still Lutheran is because you actually love Jesus. Because at the heart of Lutheranism, that is truly what it's all about. It's about loving Jesus. It's about standing firm on the Word of God. It's about believing that this book is not just some scribbles by fallen men, but is divinely given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's believing that this book has everything in it that is necessary, not just for this life, but in the life to come. That the law shows us our sin, as we read in Romans 3, our epistle lesson. That the law points to the fact that we cannot save ourselves, but that the Lutheran Church holds the truth that Jesus Christ has done it for us. I hope that you are Lutheran because you believe what the Bible says. Because you believe that no matter how much our world changes, you will stand firm on the Word of God. I pray that your faith has grown stronger as you read the Scriptures over and over again. As you come to church week after week and hear that Word proclaimed for you. That Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, became sin for you. That is why I hope that you're Lutheran. That you take a look at the writings of Luther, some wonderful, wonderful books given by God through this man. I hope that you look at those things like the Small Catechism and grow deeper in your understanding of why we have the Ten Commandments still as Christians. That they show us how God desires us to live. And though even though we fail at them, Jesus still died for us. I pray that as you study the creeds of the church, that these are fully your confessions. That as you pray the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, this is a prayer that has become a part of you because Jesus Christ, our Lord, gave it to us. I pray that you remember your baptism each and every day as it still stands true for who you are. Not as something that was done, but something that is ongoing. I pray that as you come to confession and hear God's holy absolution, that you are built up in those things. And I pray that as you week after week come forward to the altar to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you remember that these things are given and shed for you for the remission of your sins. I pray that you would take up the Lutheran confessions and dig deeper in our confession of faith. I pray that you stay in this confession, not just because it's what I do for a living, but because it is the truest confession. There are many Christian denominations that I firmly believe will be in heaven. There are Baptists, there are Roman Catholics, there are Methodists, there are all of these sorts of denominations. And I believe that people that do hold to those truths can also go to heaven. That when we get there, it's not just us, as some people claim that we believe. I don't believe that. I believe that all people, regardless of denomination, that confess that Jesus Christ died for their sins, that Jesus Christ was God who took on flesh and suffered the death of the cross, the sting, and that death for them, that hold that this is truly the God-man, will be saved. But I also believe that our confession is the truest of the confessions, and it puts the least amount of stumbling blocks in the way of that truth. In the Roman Catholic Church, in the Baptist Church, they hold to doctrines that make it harder to get there. The belief that your works are contributive toward your salvation makes it harder to get there. The belief that baptism isn't something that God has done for you, but rather it's a way that you confess who Jesus is, makes it harder to get there, because it makes it unsure that it's all done by Jesus Christ. In the Lutheran Church, we have the best of all of these things. We confess that the Bible is God's word, and that is what we are bound to, and that is the way we preach. And yet we have rich, beautiful traditions of over 2,000 years of people who confessed the Messiah. I pray that you are a Lutheran because you thoroughly love the hymnody and the liturgy that has been handed down for centuries. Martin Luther was viewed by his own pastor, Johannes Bugenhagen, as one of the fulfillments of our first lesson this morning. That he was this angel of Revelation 14. And it's important to make a distinction that the word angel isn't just those mighty soldiers of heaven that bring that word, but the word angel means messenger. That those who bring the message of that word are angels in that sense. And so at Luther's funeral, as his body was laying there in the casket, Johannes Bugenhagen preached this way about our first lesson. He said, "For he was," that is Luther, "without a doubt, the angel concerning whom it is written in Revelation 14, who flew through the midst of heaven and had an eternal gospel, as the text says. And I saw an angel flying through the midst of heaven. He had an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who sit and dwell on earth, to all heathen, races, languages, and nations. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him honor, for the time of his judgment has come. Worship the one who has made heaven and earth, the seas and the springs of water.'" He goes on to say, "The angel who says, 'Fear God and give him honor,' was Dr. Martin Luther. And what is written here, 'Fear God and give him the honor,' are the two parts of Dr. Martin Luther's doctrine, the law and the gospel, through which all of Scripture is unlocked of Christ. Our righteousness, eternal life, is recognized. To these two, he has also added this passage, 'The time of his judgment has come,' and has taught regarding proper prayer and invocation of God, the Heavenly Father, in spirit and in truth, as the angel also says in Revelation 14, 'Worship the one who has made heaven and earth.'" When I was younger, I didn't take that much meaning into that epistle lesson as to why that was read as a part of Reformation. But now, as I've grown a little bit older, a little bit wiser, I completely see it. Martin Luther isn't the only fulfillment of that text, but I can see why his pastor, Bugenhagen, held to the fact that he was one of them. Because Martin Luther pointed not to himself. We are not named Lutheran because we worship Martin Luther, and Martin Luther himself desired the church to be called evangelical, that is, gospel-based. He said, "Who am I? Who is Luther but a maggot sack?" Luther had a way with words. But Luther points to the gospel. Not a new gospel found when he was born, but an eternal gospel. a gospel that had been marred by the church as she turned toward a money-making machine. A church that was made in the image of Christ as his bride to preach, to teach, and to administer the sacraments. Martin Luther simply refreshed that. He turned us back to that eternal gospel. On this day, when we remember the man who translated the Bible so that people around him could read it in their own language, our children, second and third graders today, will receive a Bible in their own language, English. It is a testament to the fact that this is an ongoing thing that Luther has an impact on us. As I looked up Martin Luther in Google, of course, far more search results come up about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and it's important that we make a distinction of who those two men are. Very different men. But that we confess the same faith that Martin Luther held to. That we do not worship that man, but rather we worship the eternal gospel that he gave back to the church. These words. Preach it to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. Again, bringing the Bible. Lutheran Bible translators does that throughout the world. They make Bibles. They translate the Bible in common tongues so that people can read these words for themselves, that they might hear these words and be brought to faith and life. Saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water." As we continue our study of the book of Genesis that very clearly proclaims these things, we are following Luther's writings on the thing, not just because of who he is, but because of who he confesses. We are Lutheran because we are Christian. We are Lutheran because we believe that the Bible is God's word. Because we believe that the words that we sing on Sunday after Sunday are not just an empty repetition, but are words that proclaim who Jesus Christ is. We are Lutheran because we hold the beauty of the sacraments that Christ has instituted. That baptism actually does something. That the Lord's Supper actually does something. And that even though your pastor is a sinner, when he announces to you that your sins are forgiven, it actually does something, not because of who he is, but because of who Jesus is. I pray that these words are the reason that you are Lutheran and you will continue to be Lutheran. Why you will raise your children and encourage your children's children to be in this faith, because it confesses Jesus Christ. The church sings, "The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.